So today is the third Sunday of Advent. And as a matter of fact, when we know that that's happening, we have to think how close Christmas is. Now, we're only just about slightly 2 weeks, is it, away from Christmas Day. And for those of you who are keeping count, I know I am, because on Christmas Day, I will be able to reunite with my beautiful wife and my son. And I am looking forward to that. But have you thought, I wonder what Christmas will be like this year? Have you thought about that? I wonder what it's going to be like, what it's going to be like around me, at the church, in Patchogue, in our communities, in our work jobs. What is it going to be like from this day, taking us all the way into Christmas Day? Now, some of us might have pretty great realistic expectations about that day when Christmas comes. Children have their expectations. Sometimes they're expecting those good, great toys, right? Now, today here we're all adults. And we too have expectations. Some of them are very realistic. And some of them, for this Christmas season, you will find out that they're not very realistic. Many of our expectations, though, around the season of Christmas is influenced by others. It is. If you think about all the influence that we receive in this season by outside, the commercials, all the stuff that is being sold and everything that's happening all around us, we do get influenced a whole lot during the Christmas season, the Christmas and the holidays. And the truth is that we all have some sort of false expectations around all of this sometimes. And by the way, it is always great to know that since many of us are very happy to receive Christmas and to have this season and live it, this is also a very hard time for some other people. This is, by the way, probably one of the seasons where depression is at its peak for some people. It's not that happy. And all of this because of expectations, sometimes great expectations that aren't being met, my friends. Unfulfilled great expectations have always been part of humanity. Ever since the times of the Bible, it was there. People had. You saw it in the readings that we saw today. The gospel text this morning talks about some of those great expectations that those people back in that day held. People that were expecting the Messiah. And they were looking at a man called John the Baptist. And they were confusing some things. Oh, because these people had their expectations of how a Messiah, how a king would be. But this man called John was preaching the word in a way that they would not have seen before. And he was baptizing. And there came the questions of people. Well, wait a minute. And the confusion. Then might you be the Messiah? Well, John was clear about that. And he told them in chapter 8, no, I'm not. They asked him, well, maybe he's Elijah. Coming back from the dead. Maybe it's him. No, that's not the case either, John would have said. So then, if you're not the Messiah, if you're not the Christ, if you're not Elijah, why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you baptizing? Why do you preach how you preach? Why your message? Why? And then you would see that it comes crystal clear that they were having their expectations a little out of sync. They thought that John would be that king. Clearly, we see that there are plenty of expectations around the figure of John the Baptist and his mission. But speaking of expectations today, it's no different. We have expectations and we have false expectations. As a matter of fact, if we go out there today, even among each other, and we ask each other, what is the meaning of Christmas? What is the centrality of Christmas or around Jesus like? What does that mean? We would get a whole lot of answers. Different, probably. And why, I ask, why would that be? Do you think that maybe we haven't, during the 2,000 years, we haven't spoken about this story before? That the Sunday school teachers did not do a good job in teaching us the Christmas story? That the preachers and everybody hasn't, that we haven't put this out clearly? I don't think so. I think we've been pretty clear on what it is that we wanted to state about the story of that king that came in form of a child. The only logical explanation that I could gather to why we have this difference of expectation and meaning sometimes and not understanding is that we sometimes take the easier, how do you call that? The easier lane. We like making our own version of reality. We like making our own version of reality. We like making it because sometimes we don't understand. We can't take the truth. And the truth that we see from the Bible is, if you look at it, it's pretty hard to kind of understand, to reason. Think of it. The Bible, our faith, is asking us to believe that 2,000 years ago, a child who had no human father, who was born of a virgin, was born of a virgin in a city called Bethlehem, and had this baby that would be the very Son of God. Now, that's just part of it. That we are asked to believe, that we believe, and that some people find it hard to believe, that this child would be the Messiah, that this child would rule with power, that this child would rule with might, instead of the expected back in the day of John, the unexpected happened. The unexpected. He allowed his only begotten son, to be born of that Virgin Mary, to be crucified on a cross for a sinful humanity in order to save them and give them life eternal. And how was it that he came to the world? There were no drum rolls. There were no fanfare. There were no trumpets. It was where? In a manger. What a way to make an entrance. Then it reminds me of the way he made an entrance to Jerusalem. That was a little different. Now, he came in an unexpected way. And why is it that God does this? Because when it comes to God, God likes to surprise us. Hallelujah. If God is the God of the unexpected, hallelujah, He changes things that you think can't change. He does things differently. He puts a spin on life, hallelujah. That's what our God does. And our God is inviting us today. It's the same God that invites us to accept Him as Savior, as Father, Padre, to become part of His family, my friends. He declares us to be sinless when we know that we are full of sin. Hallelujah. Patchogue United Methodist Church, I speak to you from the bottom of my heart today. God has called us to expect the unexpected. Did you hear me? The unexpected. To receive it with joy. To hold on to it and do not let go. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, God has done the unexpected time and time again. If not, look at your life. How many times has God done the unexpected in your life? When you thought it was all done, God said, no, it's not. When you thought there was no more remedy, God gave you the answer. The unexpected. Why stop believing that God wants to surprise us now? Because when it comes to God, God likes to surprise us. And He will continue to do so, church. With Pastor Sanchez as your pastor, or with any other pastor here, this is not the church of the pastor. This is the church of God, and you are His arms, His legs, His heart, His everything. You are the ones who move for the glory of God. And so I do appreciate that I have been part of the history of the United Methodist Church of Patchogue. But when I am remembered here in this church, I will let you know that the most important thing is be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Nothing more, nothing less. It's not that hard to understand. That's been the simple message that I've been wanting you to own. And when you own that, and you prepare yourselves to share that, we are the most powerful tool in the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ. God will continue to surprise us. And someday He will come unexpected. You see this? Again. Unexpected, one more time to take us home, to take us home with, to live for Him forever in heaven. And so I pray, and so I ask the Lord that we may continue to get ready, because God is not over with this church yet. God is not over with you, June. God is not over with you, Cheryl. He's not over with any of you. He is willing to surprise you today. I don't know what you came here for today, but I do know what God is trying to do in your heart right now. If you're trying to give up, let me just remind you that there is a God that for Him there is nothing impossible, and He's ready to surprise you with the unexpected. You hear that, Tommy? May God bless you and keep you, church, that you may continue to be surprised. I know God is willing. God bless you all.